Scriptures of Prayer. Second Samuel 22:4. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Job 22:27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Psalm 5:3. God, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Psalm 9:12. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble, O God. I am your humble servant. Do not forget my cry, O God. Rearrange my life and use me. Psalm 21:2. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not held the request of his lips. Selah. Oh, thank you, God. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Oh, thank you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Psalm 38:15. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Psalm 40:1-3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up from a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Oh God. Psalm 42:8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Psalm 50:15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. O Lord, do it. Mighty doctor, divine doctor, do it on my behalf. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. O God, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Psalm 86:7, in the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, O God, for thou wilt answer me. Oh, you are a best friend. Oh, God. Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalm 107:6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Psalm 107:19. Psalm 107:28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Psalm 116:4, then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Psalm 118:5, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Psalm 119:13, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Psalm 132, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Psalm 138:3, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Psalm 146, I said unto the Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. Psalm 145:18-19. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 15:8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh yes, God, you certainly do. You never let us down. Oh God. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 28:23, give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. But they that wait on the Lord, oh yes, God, Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Isaiah 58:9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Lord, let it not be so. Teach me how to be with you. Teach me how to lean upon you. Teach me how to be a better servant. Heal my heart, God. Isaiah 65:24, And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Hear my cry, O God. Cry for my children. Cry for my heart. Healing. Cry for my destiny. Cry for my career. Oh yes, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh yes, God. Jeremiah 29:13, And ye shall seek me and find me, and when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Yes. Jeremiah 33:3, Call unto me, and I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Open my eyes to see, open my ears to hear, open my brain waves that I may see, receive divine knowledge from the heavens. Open my heart so that I may be humble as I walk in the earth. Ezekiel 22:30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Matthew 55:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despisefully use you and persecute you. Help us, God, to do your word as you have declared. Matthew 6:5 and 6:6, and 6:7, 6:8, and 6:9, 6:10, 6:11, 6:12, and 6:13. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they shall have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:8. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 18:18 and 18:19 through 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Matthew 21:22. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing it, ye shall receive it. Mark 9:29, and he said unto them, This kind came forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. And Jesus looked unto them, saying, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Mark 11:17. And he thought, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called all of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Yes, God. And when you stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father wishes in heaven may also forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father wishes in heaven forgive your trespasses. Luke 11:11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint. Oh, praise you, God. Help me to pray, God. Help me not to be weak, God. Help me to pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, God. Oh, empower my prayer altar and empower my prayer life, oh God, according to your word. Help me to pray without ceasing, God. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. John 3:27. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given from heaven. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 14:13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I am the vine, John 15:5. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, that the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye shall go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 16:23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Acts 6:4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Acts 16:25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Acts 16:26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loosed. Their bands were loosed. Romans 8:26. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Groan for me, O God. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eyes have not heard, nor ears heard, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them, for those that love him. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of life, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 5:13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James 5:16. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, James 5:17. Elijah was a man subject to passions, as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gaveth rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your burdens upon him, for he cares for you. 1 John 3:21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14 and 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we desired for him. Psalm 18:6. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Praise be to God.